Hey, want to give you, our listeners, some love. Thank you for listening to this nonsense it is we do around here. We appreciate y'all. We also want to give some love to our boy, our homie, the one, the only, Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind, quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593 and on Facebook. Big shout out to our guy, Patrick Riley. I'm driving through Butte Meadows with my lovely fiance yesterday, and I look over and I see a Patrick Riley real estate sign. And all I said was, you know, babe, he could help us with our real estate goals with kind, quality service. And she just looked at me and said, "Do you want to move to Butte Meadows?" I said, "Absolutely not, but you don't. You should listen to the show more, sweetheart." Anyway. We got a big show for you, I think. I don't know.
Gets to be seen.
It's the doldrums of summer right now.
It is hot as balls.
My God, it's hot. Yeah. It's all right, though. We're going to have some fun. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. Talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Zero cheeks. What up? Talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Y'all know the drill. Your boy Jerome in the building. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you cannot take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, we have the Mac Daddy himself, straight off of driving a truck. You know what it is. Producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett! Yeah! All right.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, baby.
Good to be back.
Summertime.
Great to have
summer,
you back.
Summer, summer, summertime. Before we get into the program, I just wanted to mention you can follow us on IG at TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back. Message us, we'll message you back. If you got a question, that's an easy place to send it. You don't have to keep sending it to my personal email that I gave out 4 years ago and definitely regret doing. But
the fact that it's still lasting 4 years later.
A lot of Snapchats, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's some old school wow. Heads that, I mean, we get some on the IG, but mainly it's still to my email address.
All right.
So trying to get people to move off of that and hit us on IG, or even hit us at, what is our email?
Oh,
Talking About Practice Show? That's what it is.
We really chose the right one on that.
It's long. It is really long.
We made that complicated for you.
Yeah, I have.
You're like, you know what? Don't follow us anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't like your
TBP service. Show would have been a lot easier.
I think we need to rebrand a little bit.
TBP, not a game, would be good. We should probably do that.
Yeah.
Fairly quick.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll get back to you. We'll figure it out.
7 years later.
Yeah. We'll get back.
A work in progress.
Want to give a shout out to my boy Brendo. It would have been his 38th birthday today. Unfortunately, he was gone way too soon, but shouts to Brendo. And friends of the show, shout out to our boy Calvin Black. He'll be performing this Thursday at the Winchester Goose with a full band.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a little, little something different. 8 o'clock. I think tickets are $5. I mean, come on.
And this is what day again?
Thursday.
Thursday, all right.
So go on down to the downtown market if you'd like. Check out some stuff there. Get yourself some fresh produce. Get all organic with it. And then go see the boy Calvin. Just keep it a nice local night.
Keep it organic. Keep it local. Keep it Chico, baby.
That's right. Mm. All right. So we start the show when we get to sports talking about, is Steph Curry better at everything than any of us are? Because it's just, this is stupid.
Yeah, like, I hate it all the time.
Listen, I have multiple Steph Curry jerseys. The man is a god in the Bay Area. There is no player in the history of the Bay Area that is more beloved by the Bay Area than Steph Curry. Facts.
Right now.
No, period, ever.
Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Joe Montana.
No, but you got to think. There was another team. All those teams, it was a divided fan base in the Bay Area. There's only one basketball team.
Sure. Okay.
No one receives more love in the Bay than Steph. And even I found him annoying this weekend because it's just like, you just got to be better at everything. You got to be a better dad. He's a better dad than all of our dads, guaranteed. combined. He's better at golf.
Well, that's tough for you to say.
Steph Curry is better than your dad. He's better than your dad. And he is better than your dad.
At basketball.
Blast. No, at being a dad.
That's wow. Me.
I hate to say it's Steph and dad.
You know what? I will disagree respectfully, but you know.
I think the only one you can safely say is your dad.
You can safely say yours.
All of your dads. I know this.
All right. You've never met my dad before.
Yeah, well, I could tell you that Steph Curry is doing a better job. I could promise you.
Money does a lot. Money does a lot.
Yes, it solves literally
yes,
all
but does
problems.
Not make him a better dad. Just makes him a great athlete that has kids.
Would you rather have a good dad or a pretty decent dad with money?
I'll take a good dad.
Oh. I like my dad.
I like my dad.
You guys cool would too. All keep... I would sell out both my parents for money.
Well, one isn't even around.
Yeah, but never my mom been. Was, and she was awesome. My dad was around, and he was just chilling in New York. What I'm saying, I didn't know I was going to strike such a chord with you.
We actually care about our dads, apparently. Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were going to get so sensitive.
Well, you're the parents, man.
Yeah.
And I just saw my parents.
Okay, well, shouts to your parents.
They came up big this weekend for me, so I gotta support them.
There you go. Yeah,
I would trade both my parents for money,
okay. And that is you.
Yeah. Easy. I would trade all of you for money.
I know you would.
The right amount, I would trade just.
What is the amount for us? To but trade us.
Yeah. At least give us a...
I want a number.
Like 17 grand.
17 grand? I'd probably do the same.
Wow.
To never do the show again? Or what are we talking?
No, like you just trade all three of us away and we're gone.
From my life forever.
Yes.
Oh, it would have to be seven figures. It would have to be a million plus. I think you guys get me $1 million worth of friendship over the years.
That's all right. Fair. I'll take that. Yeah.
I was hoping for like 10 mil, but you know, I'll take the mil.
Like 10 racks.
My ego doesn't need that much.
Yeah.
I think, for the three of us,
I think 1.7.
What you're telling me is like $333,000.
Well, I'm not the one trying to sold you out right now.
Let's go back to Steph Curry. Okay, not a better dad than Rudy's dad, Brad's dad, or Derek's dad. Definitely a better dad than my father.
Yes, 100%.
Guaranteed. Yeah. Probably, you know.
Good dad.
We can all agree.
Good dad.
Yeah.
He's solid dad.
Who knows? He might be an awful dad. I just assume.
Yeah,
At this point, I just assume he is a better human being than any human being that's ever walked this earth, including Jesus Christ himself.
Okay.
Blasphemy, but all right.
The man has spoken.
All right.
He bows up the church of Steph
Did
Curry.
Jesus Christ ever hit a hole in one?
I don't think golf was around then.
Yeah. Well, he should have invented it.
I think he had other things that he was worried about at that point.
I think he did actually invent it.
Invented everything.
Well, yeah.
He technically invented everything.
Well, God did.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, God is
God,
Jesus, too.
Jesus, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. All
three
in
one.
Baby.
This is a three versus one.
Got slapped in the face with that.
Aren't those three different things?
No.
Three different entities?
Yes, technically three different entities, but also the same person.
Yeah.
It's three in one.
Right, dude?
I'm sorry. Yeah. No,
it's like the shampoo. Yeah.
But that's dumb.
Yeah.
It's like my shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
So he was his own dad.
The three in one.
Everything's, if you break it down, everything's crazy out there. Everything's pretty dumb.
Wait, but he was his own dad is what you're telling me? And a ghost at the same time?
Yes.
To a certain degree, yeah.
Yeah.
That's silly. It makes no sense.
Hey.
All I'm saying, see?
All right. Steph Curry
is one person.
Yeah, but he's also a golfer, a basketball player, And a dad. There's your three.
The best dad.
Yeah.
I mean, one person.
That's just silly, Jarrell. Oh, that's just silly.
My question is, is he the greatest human being that's ever been born?
I would say no.
No.
Who would you say nominate someone better?
I mean, outside of Jesus, I mean, I would say...
My mom, my dad. Because I'm here because of them.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents and so forth and so on. Yeah.
I mean, you could go with, like, Gandhi. You can go with Mother Teresa, those type of people.
What did Gandhi ever do for anybody?
I don't know.
How many hole-in-ones does Gandhi have?
Oh, if we're going off of hole-in-ones, I feel like there's a lot better golfers out there.
How many NBA titles do these golfers that have hole-in-ones have?
Yeah, there you go.
I got to imagine Michael Jordan.
I was going to say, they do golf 24/7.
You know? I mean,
did he do it in a celebrity tournament with TVs?
I don't think he needs that. I think he's just betting $100,000 a hole and calling it good.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're on your knees for Steph Curry with your head going back and forth so aggressively is rather disturbing.
Just a reminder, you guys lose to the Lakers this season, in the postseason.
Yeah, right? That's fine.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Thank you for bringing him down a little bit. He was a little bit high.
He's the king of the greatest blown advantage ever in basketball.
That is true, too.
While leading his team to the greatest team ever.
Mm-hmm.
He is that. So that's a pretty big asterisk right there on a great man. The man who blew the greatest lead ever.
I mean, also just came back from that same exact
greatest. I mean, I'll give you greatest range shooter of all time.
Okay. I'm just going to say he's the greatest.
Curry's a salve. Don't get us wrong. He's a salve on the court and off the court.
Yeah.
And we all saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying he's
like Dick Cheney riding going. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just trying to make an argument and no one really wants to have it. You guys take it very serious.
We're not taking it serious.
We're just spitting on your argument and realizing how stupid you sound right now.
You're
almost as silly as religion right now.
This guy's throwing out Jesus and Gandhi as better human beings.
No, I'm saying like besides Jesus, I mean, I don't know.
Was Jesus a human now? Because you just told me he's three different entities.
We're not going to get into that right now. We're not going to get into
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry
Lake
or Jesus,
Tahoe.
I'm taking Steph all day long.
Let's just go back to the tournament.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So he won the tourney.
Yes,
yeah.
He did. He played outstanding.
If you guys couldn't tell on the airwaves.
After hitting a hole-in-one, he also did a walk-off eagle for the championship.
And that line, that was a crazy line.
That was a crazy line.
Yeah, that was insane.
He did the three-pointer thing where he shoots and turns around before it went in. He threw his putter and walked away knowing he was going to drop it. It was just all very arrogant and cocky, and it just annoyed me. All of it annoyed me. He's so good. I hate it.
You hate it, but you love him?
Yes.
I can't tell with you sometimes.
I hate... It's just
you
annoying.
You hate that you love him?
It's annoying.
It's annoying that he's so good at everything.
Yeah, and he knows it. Yeah. It's annoying.
It's just like Patrick Mahomes.
It's awesome, super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You flip-flop a lot like a pancake right now.
How did I flip-flop? What did I flip-flop on?
You love him, then you hate him. Then you love him, then you hate him again.
Both can exist. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. I can have incredible admiration for what he's done for my franchise and find him annoying.
Fair. Yeah. I see.
All right, you guys are just not really engaging with this. Let's move on. Let's talk about another goat. Messi gets introduced to Inter Miami officially yesterday in what can only be described as a biblical reign. And I was just wondering what you guys thought as far as a business transaction. And I'll defer to you, the two of you, since Rudy and Derek here, since you guys watch the most soccer. Do you think, first of all, from MLS's perspective, on a very baseline level, do you think this move is really going to be impactful in a positive way for the league?
It's tough to say, obviously, the future, because the MLS is definitely growing in popularity. Its production has – its product on the field, I should say, has definitely increased. You're seeing a lot more activity out there. You're seeing the fan bases definitely grow in these hot spots, these towns and cities that have never had an actual professional team or lack thereof professional teams, and they're really latching onto them. Looking over at, like, Austin, Charlotte getting another professional team. You've got Portland getting the Timbers over there. Teams that are kind of craving for all that professional attention. That professional sporting is growing. It definitely is. And you got two more on the way, at least with San Diego, and there's one other city I want to say that's coming along.
Yeah, there's two more for
two
sure.
more, but San Diego being one of them for sure. I want to say it's like maybe no, Nashville's already got a team.
It's pretty yeah. Well, San Diego's a done deal. I think
San Diego's for sure happening. There is at least one more I know. That being said, so they are growing and doing a lot of good work, at least on this side of it. I still hate the way they have decided to adopt the American version of doing this sport.
Las Vegas.
There you go. So Vegas is just getting all of them right now. All right. Vegas got inundated with all the sports.
I mean, it makes sense because it was just like everyone wanted to stay out of it until...
it's a domino effect. Once one went there, they're all like, okay.
It just needed one.
It just needed one. It opened the doors up for them.
The Knights came in and then everything just...
It's wet right now. Yep. All right, so slide right in and get yourself into Vegas. Okay, that's what's happening. And so with Messi happening, obviously any league in the world right there that is trying in any way to gain its popularity, getting Messi is going to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Just especially in the initial what happened. Look at what happened to Inter Miami. They grew tenfold, literally tenfold. I think they went up from like less than a million to like 4 million overnight followers on Instagram once they signed Messi. So like that impact right there is 100% going to happen. You're going to see that instant impact. People are going to watch Inter Miami games with him in it. They're going to be subscribing to getting Apple TV definitely because of just how big Messi is. We have never had a superstar to this level anywhere, shape, or form in any sport like this whatsoever. The closest thing we've ever really had, to be honest, is like Lance Armstrong.
What about Beckham coming
over? No, Beckham doesn't even scratch the surface of what this is. Beckham was a drop in the pan compared to what Messi is. Beckham was nice. Don't get me wrong.
I was saying,
was beautiful in terms of what he the first did.
Those times were different back then, too.
Yes, yeah. He was very different, but he was the first one to do it. But Messi, in terms of the star power that he brings, the global phenomenon that he truly is, he is otherworldly than any other athlete out there, and just how big this global game truly is. And we're getting a taste of it. We have zero... We do not deserve this guy whatsoever.
No.
The MLS does not deserve this. America does not deserve this guy. When he signed with Inter Miami, it was essentially silent. It was crickets out there on your major sporting networks. It's pathetic how they have treated this signing and how little attention he truly gets. Sure, there was a massive unveiling that happened in Inter Miami. But the fact that the whole world is not grasping at it, realizing how big it's going to be, because you're going to get a lot more eyes. It's not just the eyes in Inter Miami. It's the eyes from across the world who just want to watch this man play.
Yep.
Because he is that iconic of a figure right now.
I do agree that I think your international subs are going to go way up. I just don't think it moves the needle in American sports.
I think it's going to jump in terms of its popularity here in America, in terms of like it's going to surpass baseball as the in the top three. It will definitely surpass hockey, I will tell you that, with Messi in it. Once Messi leaves, poop. That's poop soup right then. That's beside the point. What Messi does is you will see MLS games in terms of viewership, in particular when the ones that Messi are playing in. That's all I'm saying is what Messi does. It's not the entire league. It's merely that Messi effect that he's going to have immediately. Those viewerships will definitely be higher than you have in NHL games out there, 100% for sure. That being said, it will be obviously a lasting impact where the whole league is like, oh my gosh, America now loves football and we want all our best stars to go there. Zero chance I think that happens. I don't believe that's going to happen ever. But you're never going to be that country.
But you're saying that it's 100% chance that they're going to get more eyeballs on a Messi game versus any NHL game. Are you saying globally or in the States?
Eyes. Doesn't matter where they come from. They're getting eyes. I mean, what global impact does the NHL have other than Finland, Moscow, and Russia or whatever?
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Or Canada. That's the only international impact it has. And if you want to count those eyes, I guarantee you the eyes in America will be higher than in NHL games for sure. I mean, just look at the population that just loves Messi and what he does. You just don't understand it.
I just... When it comes to advertising dollars, I think it does matter where those eyes are coming from. And... I just don't see.
We're not talking about advertising dollars. We're talking about eyes being in general right now.
Yeah, but it's like behind
this whole thing right now is just going to be the NHL has zero chance of the popularity that Messi brings to this. He's popular that entire sport
in the whole world.
What he does,
sure. Go ahead.
No, I was going to agree with Derek as well. It's one player, but I don't think the MLS is going to get any players in their prime. mm-hmm. of coming from England, France, wherever, to come and play for the MLS. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, they'll never be a top-flight league.
No.
They never will be.
Never.
No, not with the way they have their schedule, not with the prestige that's out there. It's like asking the NBA not to be the top basketball league in the world. It'll never happen. The NBA will always be the top best basketball league in the world. The NFL will always be that. The same with the Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, those will always be. That is, the prestige behind that is irreplaceable. You cannot replicate that. You cannot fake it any way in what the MLS tries to do. Now, they are doing a good job, and I think, like I said, these seasons that he is there and he does have that impact, they will, I think, scratch the top four surface in terms of bumping the NHL out there. I do believe that, just in terms of, like I said, what this guy's impact will be for this single year.
And looking at college basketball with Duke, you have that effect where wherever they go, those ticket prices go up. Wherever Messi is going to go, those ticket prices are going to go up. Not only on the initial sale from the clubs, but also the secondary market's going to skyrocket immensely. But again, going back to the initial club sales, those are going to go up all of next year. So you have a whole lot more revenue for everyone that Inter Miami plays in. And so we'll see a lot of the revenue of the jerseys, a lot of the games are going to go up in pricing as well.
It's great for the league's economy,
yes.
But for the actual league and its play itself,
yes,
it's not going to change much.
While Messi, like Derek was saying, while Messi's here, it's going to be phenomenal for the league.
It's dope.
There's going to be a lot of eyes, and hopefully,
But that's what I just don't think there will be. As far as domestically, and the reason being is because he's behind a paywall. I would love to watch Messi. I'm not going to pay to do it. Especially at an MLS game. Are you kidding me? I'm not paying to watch an MLS game. And guess what? Most people won't.
I think a lot of fans that are watching and paying for the Premier League or Bundesliga or all these other leagues will now pay a little bit more to go watch a Messi game.
Derek,
for
are you
going
to subscribe to MLS Plus or whatever it is?
No.
Yeah. No. I mean, no. But if the game's on ESPN,
but
or
that's
God
what,
knows
but that's what.
What
I'm saying.
Yeah.
The business. This is where the business model is flawed, in my opinion. Is the fact that you have it on Apple, whatever, Apple TV.
Well, we're not talking about that success. I don't give two craps about that. That's not a problem. That's like how they did it. I just am merely talking about what's going to do for the MLS initially. It's going to, like I said, it's going to make it a lot bigger just in terms of you're going to get those random ESPN games that are going to be make what happened for the NHL playoffs like puppy chow. You know, they will have that. Now, is it going to be a consistent basis? No, but that's not. That what the argument is here right now is to say, oh yeah, this is such a great what he's doing right now. Messi's going to make his money no matter what, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the
MLS will grow with him in there no matter what. Is it the best way to do it? Obviously not. No, they're still a stupid league in the way they perform all their things. They have zero chance of relegation. There's no the league itself. Like I said, I don't like it.
It's hard to watch.
Fact that they have created a greater product out there on the field without Messi being there. You're seeing some pretty good play out there in terms of these teams and the competitiveness out there. Yes. It's still a chump change league to me. It is still a league that is trying. It's a copycat league. They can't even copy correctly. And it's sad in that fact right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they have it broken down and try to make it like the rest of American sports, that's the flawed aspect of it all right there. And then trying to think that this guy is going to be this wonder kid that will make everyone want to watch it. No, you've created a sham of a league. You don't even create a league that falls in line with the rest of the footballing leagues out there.
Yeah.
You've created your own right now and try to make it this way. Now, granted, that does fall in line with more like the Mexican league down below. That's what's happened. And that so maybe that...
That's a different story.
That's a different story. Even then, it's just... It is still just annoying of just how this league was put together from the get-go and how they've
still run.
Do not want to adapt and change to it because, again, the ownership doesn't want to have the chance of getting demoted at all in a chance.
And even if you just change in the fact of not actually having playoffs and just having the regular season be the regular season, you have the championship there and then you have all your other tournaments like the USA Cup, that would even, in the climate that we're in right now with football, you could actually make that change, and I feel like a lot of fans would be supporting of it to not have that playoffs and just have the regular season be the end of it. I think you could actually get away with that in this time. But they don't
the way
do it.
They're trying to do it. They're trying to get these such. It's going to be a massive league right now of 32 teams.
Yeah,
you know,
at a certain point,
it's a lot of teams right there, and do you want to have this effect of like it's a lot you're trying to thrust onto us again? I don't think it's the we're going about it the West way. No, again, this league has gone about everything the wrong way from the get go. But what Messi again is going to do, he will definitely provide a jump start, a jolt, I should say, more like a jolt of for this league.
And he is going to
is
the
that
worst
your second
team.
Part sound
yes,
I guess so.
He's going to the worst team in the league, and they just got his old coach from Barcelona, which is an Argentinian, and his boy Sergio Busquets too.
And
they only got Busquets
and Alba and as well.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting just a bunch if they can turn this team around. Which those, I mean,
honestly, even with how
they
old they are,
but
they could easily get back up into like at least the middle of the pack in the East.
You never know.
There will be an intrigue out there, and I think for a lot of people to see what this team will do to get those guys together and how they perform against these teams right now in the MLS. They're definitely will be an intrigue, and I would want to see that right now.
Yeah.
Again, the way they're doing it, not the best way.
No,
I agree with that in terms of like,
not at all.
Yeah, the paywall is stupid right there. Just let the eyes come naturally to you. They will.
Yeah,
you know.
And I think he debuts Friday, right?
I think
it's this Friday. Against,
this Friday or next. Sassoula. Yeah, but like for me, I've never gone to watch an MLS game, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to figure out where Messi is the closest to California.
They're expensive, bro.
And I know.
And thousands of dollars.
And honestly, I was wanting to fly over to the to Europe and go watch him, but if he's going to be in America, I'll pay thousands of dollars to go watch him. Just to see him play in person, I'd pay for it.
See, that's something I would do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Would I pay for an MLS?
God,
no. But to see him in person right there?
To see one,
just to see one game.
To see him in person,
see one game of him right
like,
now? That's something.
Kind of have
You're looking at a soccer god among men out there, and that would be interesting to go watch and see.
Too bad he can't hole in one. You know,
he's not the greatest human to be.
He's pretty high up there.
He's probably a terrible dad.
He seems like he seems like a pretty good dad. He's taking his kids out grocery shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I bet you he got nutmegged in his debut ceremony by his oldest son Mateo. I bet you he got a couple slappings for that. You know,
did he really?
Yeah,
I bet you
slappings. Yeah,
100%.
No,
he got whipped in front of everyone.
He did get nutmegged. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Pretty funny
as he's walking up to the stage.
Yeah, but Messi in the MLS now. MLS, congratulations!
It is exciting at the end.
No, 100%. Yeah. I wish we made more of a deal of it.
I
agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
And the fact
Messi
that
Messi should have
we did.
No,
we
did.
Show did.
No, America, we as Americans,
we did our job.
He's in Florida grocery shopping. That shouldn't be happening.
And the fact that no one was around him.
There was like two cameras on him.
The fact that you saw people taking pictures of him, and I wanted to slap all of them because I was like, guaranteed no one knows who that man is.
I would have been
right
kissing
now.
His feet, bro. I would have been arrested for assault, dude.
he probably was happy you weren't there because that would have been the reason why.
I would have gone to jail, bro.
Yeah.
If I was
I
would have ripped his shirt or taken his shoes off or something, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
real
if you could somehow
like every other country would have been.
That's
honestly, he can't even walk in Argentina anymore.
Yeah, probably 100%. Why he's here? Why he chose America?
Be part of the
is a chance for him to possibly be incognito because you got to imagine it is hell for him.
I mean, shoot, if he goes to Kansas to go play Kansas City FC, no one's gonna know him in Kansas or Missouri
because like.
Kansas is a pretty big soccer town.
Because he is not like Michael Jordan in terms of where he likes the spotlight, where he likes people, he likes to be like Mr. Entertaining. No, he's a very recluse person, very quiet person.
Yeah.
Is not the entertaining type at all. He just wants to play football. That's really it. And so, I can definitely see why like he did want to come here. Because if he went to the Saudi Arabian League, he would have been mauled everywhere he single. Everywhere he went. He would never have had moments of peace and quiet out in Saudi Arabia.
Plus, he's done everything for a career to have that legendary like lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, we can all thank Mario Götze for scoring against him in the 2016 final for Germany to beat them then, because if he had won it then, he probably would have retired back in when they lost, Argentina lost to Germany, because that was his ultimate goal, was the
World Cup.
Was the World Cup. He needed to do that one. And again, I would be too. We don't deserve him.
This is like Jordan coming off of his second three-peat.
Yeah. Like not having the break in between his retirement. He just went from winning the
Bowl. Let's say he went from here to, I don't know.
Slovenia.
Yeah. Yeah,
he started playing. He started playing in Serbia.
He started playing in Serbia or Turkey.
Yeah,
yeah.
With how old he is, he still would have balled up there, and I think the same thing's going to go with Messi.
Yeah, I think Messi's going to ball. Of course.
I mean, I hope he does.
He's just the best player in the world. Yeah. Well, I mean, he won. I mean, him and Mbappe. Mbappe's pretty.
There's so many good players. I mean, you just see the problem with Messi. Unfortunately, he is old. And he plays 34. He plays his part in that game where
I think he's 36 or 37, isn't he?
He's a year younger than Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's 38.
I'm 36. Sure.
36.
Okay. And Ronaldo's 38. Yep.
Okay. So 2 years. Damn, he's 36. Either way, so 36, and you can see him out there. He is a very limited movement player.
He looks old. He looked old last year at PSG.
Yeah, he did. 100%. But he knows how to make his movements count, and that's what makes him just the most.
I mean, he's special to watch, man. There's no doubt about it. And I think to wrap it all up, we're all excited to have him here in the States, and I think he will do. He will definitely increase viewership and interest. I just think the MLS just cannot help but get in their own way. If they just figured out a way to have more of his games nationally televised, make it more easily accessible, instead of playing this game of like, yo, if you really want to see him, you got to come behind this paywall. I just don't think that a lot of people who are casual fans are going to do that. Whereas you could have got those fans converted if you just made the games accessible.
I think they're scared just because he does have the time that he has. You know, there's a fixed amount of time with this man, and I think they're just trying to milk it for all it's worth. And again, I agree with you. Again, that's not the way to milk it right there. There's nice ways to stroke it where you get more out of it instead of just squeezing it with all its might.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
To a T.
All right. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, poetry in motion, y'all.
That's right. This beat you hear in the background, that's right. That's our boy Calvin Black. You could see him this Thursday, 8 p.m., Winchester Goose. Leave the kids at home. Go get some produce or whatever from Farmer's Market.
Has he dropped his new album yet or no?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're still waiting. We want to give a shout out to our friends over at Satava Art Glass Studio, creating art glass since 1977. Satava Art Glass Gallery and Studio at 819 Wall Street in Chico is open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also shop online 24/7 at satava.com. Online orders ship out daily, baby. You know what it is, talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Jarrell, Derek, Rude Dog, Statman Brad, all in the building today. It's great to be here. How are your Dodgers doing over there, bud?
No one cares.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. No, that was brilliant.
I
appreciate that. Yeah. We'll give a little baseball roundup.
So. Yeah.
All right.
6-4, they're leading right now.
Let's do the news.
Let's do it.
And then we'll get to your sister, and then we'll get to baseball.
Let's do it. News
breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, this day and age right now, we're coming across a lot of just crazy things happening. From just how things are perceived, what things are allowed these days. Nuts. It's anarchy, essentially, out there. Right? Well, it only gets worse right now for Italy.
Oh.
As there was a little situation last year that finally came to full circle right now. As a 17-year-old student last year at a school was walking up some stairs and her trousers fell, where she proceeded to feel a couple of hands touch her from behind.
Oh.
Started to grope her butt.
Dude, that's not cool, man.
Turns out it was a 66-year-old janitor that worked there.
It gets worse.
Who was trying to make it seem like it was all fun and games for him.
Bro,
it
gets worse. Come on.
All fun and games. Well, the court, in its wise rulings right there, the wise rulings Italian court, decided that because it was the groping accident, incident, quote unquote, groping, more like molestation, happened for less than 10 seconds. Ergo, not a problem.
You're joking.
That is right, y'all. An Italian court decides that if it happens for less than 10 seconds, not an issue. So go ahead. Less than 10 seconds, though, guys.
Oh,
count it off.
My
one,
God.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Hands off.
That's wild.
That's what they allow.
Be better, Tally. Italia, por favore.
Pretty pathetic right there. So watch where you're going right there.
That's wild.
What if like someone like pickpockets you in less than 10 seconds? Are you like, less than 10 seconds?
It's the same thing.
Worse, though.
Well, obviously.
Obviously. Disgusting. Vile. Well,
wow. That's not cool.
10 seconds, though, guys.
That's a bad precedent.
Damn. Very bad. It only gets worse for us, though, guys.
Oh, no.
Because that's right. As we continue this international tour of outrage, we talked about a few weeks ago, the orcas are turned on us.
Again?
Well, they've turned on us.
It's consistent.
They've turned. Yes. I think they're continuing to turn.
The war has been started. We haven't attacked yet.
The incidents have calmed down. I think that it was a phase in a life, and I think that maybe not. I don't know. They're still happening. Either way, don't mess with orcas.
They remember.
We have another one to add on the list right now. Careful, y'all. Dolphins. Dolphins have turned on us now, too. We've lost the dolphins. They're no longer our friends anymore.
What?
As apparently four swimmers out in a Japanese beach were viciously attacked. Not vicious, I should say, but they were attacked with broken ribs and bites.
Oh!
From said dolphins.
You're supposed to be safe out there when there's dolphins around.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That means no sharks.
Not these guys.
Any fin you see out there?
The Japanese mafia's out there to kill, huh?
Run for the sands. All right?
Well, now, okay. I do need to point out that the Japanese don't necessarily have the best reputation.
That is true.
When it comes to dolphins.
It's very true.
So a little bit of vengeance might be...
Or anything with fins.
Well, no, I think it's shark fin soup in particular. I think it's sharks that they do this mainly to.
Oh, no,
sharks
and dolphins. All of
them.
Oh,
they're better dolphins.
Dolphins, whales, everything.
I am not saying... Let me clarify. I am talking about illegal Japanese... Fishermen and women.
Yes.
Not all Japanese people. I think that's pretty obvious.
Correct.
We were talking about these things.
Yes.
Out.
Yeah, we were talking about the fishermen, but yes, we do have to point that out.
But apparently, shark fin soup good for you if you need better than Viagra. Apparently, that's it.
That's what they say.
Yes. Yeah. There's no science to back that.
Well, I don't think they need it for it to be true.
Derek's over here acting like he's trying to be
Hey, man, all right? Hello, shark fin soup in my lifetime. I have not. No, I've never tried
What is this jar? Oh, don't worry about that. Put it down.
I saved the ones.
Oh, my God.
So careful out there when you're swimming. Dolphins, like orcas now, they'll get you.
I like that the ocean is like, we're done. I wonder what... Who's going to be next?
I do have a sea otter story. I don't know if you guys have read one from Santa Cruz.
Yeah,
it's an MB841 now. The Monterey Bay Aquarium is trying to capture it to make sure that it's okay. Because it's obviously strange activity. They're attacking, not attacking, but he's jumping
commandeering
on
boards.
Pestering. Exactly. Taking over surfers' boards and making it a little tough for them. He just wants to ride.
I love to hang out.
Just trying to ride the wave, man. Just shred some gnar, dog.
Dude, locals only, bro. You're not around
not
from
here.
Here,
man. Not
Go
my
home.
Type, man.
Go
Don't
home.
Smell right.
This is my beach, not yours.
I built these dams, okay?
Literally, nothing good has ever come after you say locals only. Nothing good has ever proceeded after that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but locals only. Well, this show's for locals only.
That is true.
I think we have an international audience.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. You can listen internationally, not locally.
Yeah.
Locally, close by. You got to be within a local vicinity to hear this.
You don't.
You don't. Be anywhere in the Internet, world. Man.
No, whatever you're listening out of, you have to be locally, you have to be close to that. Proximity.
Is that really?
That's.
All right, I'm going to stop now.
Ergo, everything you listen to is then local.
Local. Everything's local.
Yeah.
Everything's local.
Everything's
y'all.
Local.
We are all local. The internet has made us local, okay? There
Live
we go.
Local,
We're all connected because of the internet.
Yeah.
You are my neighbor.
Going back to the story from last week or the week before with the meth and the soy sauce.
Yes.
That spot closed down.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they closed the
Japanese steakhouse.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I just saw it today that it pulled up.
I don't know if I mentioned. I do believe I won. I should have mentioned it. Yes, that place did not survive.
Waste
loss incident. Yeah, if you weren't there, there was a Japanese restaurant that got in trouble because a couple of members, seven people, got sick off meth
and
soy sauce.
Tested positive for meth.
You know what? Every week when I'm hearing news or seeing a headline on Instagram or something like that, I always wonder to myself, is Derek going to do this? Oftentimes, you surprise me. You go.
I try not to go to the Instagram world because again, we see
everyone
it all,
else sees it.
Sees it. Yeah, I try to find the ones you can't. But every once in a while, there's just something out there that just causes
the
outrage.
Transcendent. You have to. Yeah,
like I said,
it.
10-second groping. I'm just saying.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty ridiculous
that's too much.
That's
the fact that they let him off, that is so crazy.
Let him off for under 10 seconds, and it was a joke. I can see a lot of jokes in under 10 seconds.
He probably got jumped in the streets, dude.
I mean, well, if you got to prison, he would have, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
but I'm sure he got. I mean, I would hope so.
On a happy note, talking about being jumped in the streets for groping. shouts to our people in the prison system for getting Larry Nassar. He is the scumbag Michigan State doctor who groped over longer than 10 seconds.
Well, he was sexually assaulting women,
and molesting a lot of and underage women too. So, shouts to the people over.
They stabbed him, right?
Yeah, stabbed him multiple times.
Unfortunately, they didn't finish.
They didn't finish the job, but you know, let them know we're out there. You know,
Oh, that's even better. So,
how do you like being penetrated yourself, my dude? All right, boom.
Yikes!
I mean, he's got to hope for solitary at this point for the rest of his life, or else.
Yeah,
they will finish the job when he gets back.
He's a dead man walking.
Yeah, oh, you know? I mean, he was a dead man walking from the moment he got sent.
I'm surprised it took this long. That's my honesty.
Really, though.
That's what I'm wondering why it took this long. Come on, guys.
The prison system is a more just place than where we live.
Well, yes, we send the ones we needed to. They do our dirty work for us.
Maybe more just is saying a lot, but I don't know that it's any worse than our current court system.
There's an actual like system that goes through, and if you fall out of line, you know. Exactly.
They actually follow it, as opposed to our criminal system, which is wishy-washy.
And plus, if you do fall out of line, you can't get away from that. There's no mommy, daddy's money that's going to save you from that.
Now, probably like, can I go to from prison for prison? Can I go to prison for prison, you know? I need out of that place! That's Nassar for you right there. That's the news.
Nassar right there for you. Oh, my God. All right. Let's class up the show a little bit instead of talking about these depressing topics.
Crossing fingers,
and bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey! Let's go.
Hi.
All right.
Good to have you back.
Glad to be here, guys.
I was like, wait, did we lose her again?
All right, I'm leaving,
guys.
That
would have been such a good troll move if she just hung up and left us. Oh, man. Opportunity missed, Aaron. All right.
Good times.
We've calmed down now. But we are excited to have you on. Wherever you want to go, Wimbledon, Tour de France.
Make sure it's local, though.
Do you want to talk about how great Steph Curry is? Whatever you want to do, and we'll go with you.
Please, no, Steph. No, I don't think.
we're gonna skip on that. You know what I was thinking? I don't know if I've ever done the Tour de France on the show, which is like wild.
I think you have,
but here we are.
It's Tour de France season.
Yeah, it is. And there's nothing happening in the summer, so the Tour de France began on July 1st. It finishes in Paris on July 23rd. Just to recap, there is 21 stages. There was two rest days. One sprint stage. It's a total of 2,100 miles that they bike with about an average of 100 miles a day. It totally blows my mind. And really, the best part is I feel like a terrible person, but the crashes, and that's kind of what Yeah, absolutely. I feel really bad, but that's why I was so intrigued. I was watching a couple of the stages, and the crashes are so epic. There's compilations out there. Go watch them. They have huge pileups, and it's really impressive because you know they're riding so fast. It's just like an accidental, like barely touch from a spectator, and just two dozen people go down. It's phenomenal. Please go watch it. I beg of you. It's so fun.
I'm a big fan of watching crashes.
I would say, Rudy had talked about this. We weren't able to get you on last week. You had mentioned the show on Netflix that talks about this. Great show about the Tour de France, last year's Tour de France.
It's sick.
And it is very intriguing. It really opened my eyes to
this, it's a trip, dude.
This sporting event in particular. And like I said, Aaron talked about the crashes. There's an epic cobblestone episode where everything is just, it's chaos, utter chaos right there. Great times out there. And it's also just intriguing to hear how prestigious and just how meaningful it is to win just a singular stage at the Tour de France. It's not winning the whole thing, obviously, very high regard. But winning one single stage is almost just as great of a feat as winning the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It keeps the team on for the next year sometimes. For the,
100% winning the stage.
I mean, and there's 176 participants. It's wild. It's absolutely, it really is incredible. These stages are, I mean, it's the middle of summer. They're biking hundreds of miles. It's truly a feat that's difficult to fathom.
100%. I mean, some of these climbs that they do, they have crazy, just to talk about them and just the magnitude of how much the steeps. I don't know how to talk. I'm not talking right basketball terms. Another way, it is amazing to see what they put their bodies through and how fast they're doing it, too. Mm-hmm. It is insane. Not just going up and riding. Going down, too, there is some crazy descents that happen. These guys taking their lives to the edge, literally the edge of some of these cliffs out there.
On the skinniest tires with no clothing on whatsoever, just wearing a helmet. And that pavement's all pavement. There's rocks. It's rough pavement throughout the whole the race.
And they've gone through 15 stages, and almost 63 hours of riding a bike has been done on these.
My butt hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just thinking about it.
Man.
All right. Can we switch over to Wimbledon?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a new winner.
A wild year. Carlos Alcaraz beats Novak Djokovic in the 5 sets. This kid is 20 years old, so if you'd like to feel bad about yourself, now's a great time to do it. But it's pretty cool to see the changing of the guard. No one other than, you know, the big four, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Federer, and Andy Murray have won it since this kid was born. And so it was really fun to watch Novak lose his racket yesterday a little bit. I don't feel like there was a whole lot of outrage about that, which seems kind of,
seems kind of weird.
Yeah. It's hypocritical. Sorry. That was the word that I was looking for.
Thought we lost.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
yeah, we're very paranoid that we could lose you at any moment now.
Yeah. So I've just been watching the Netflix, documentary about tennis. And
breaking
so,
point,
you know, Nick Kyrgios gets a lot of crap for everything. And, Novak completely destroys the racket and people are like, oh, well, you know, whatever.
That is true.
So unfair, but very cool. Obviously this guy, Carlos, is the one to watch. But for the women, something even more impressive, Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic, unseeded, won. She beat Ons Jabeur of Tunisia in 2 straight sets, 6-4. Unseeded, it's the first time an unseeded woman has ever won Wimbledon. Just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
The girl that she beat, she lost last year, right, in the final as well?
She did,
yeah. Yeah, so that's back-to-back losses. That sucks for her.
It's a bummer. Yep. But she's young. You know, she's one of the up-and-comers. She'll get one soon.
Yes, indeed.
All right, you want to stick around for we're not going to do questions because we only have 12 minutes left in the show. I can give you a fun, useless stat of the day. You want to stick around for that?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
And if you don't know, now you know.
All right. Y'all remember the famed 2001 Miami Hurricanes football team, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this comes to us via Stat News on Threads, because I am off of Twitter. I've been
Threads.
Off of Twitter. Yeah.
Wow. You jumped on, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this team, if you'll remember, that was
Ken Dorsey.
Was offense. This is a defense stat.
Gotcha.
Vince Wilfork.
Jonathan Vilma.
Jonathan Vilma.
Sean Taylor.
Who
else?
John Beeson on that team?
Maybe.
Will you look up that squad for us?
Just on it right now.
Couple years after.
So here's a stat, courtesy of Stat News.
There we go.
Here's the stat, all right? If the Miami Hurricanes scored 0 points on offense that season, not one offensive touchdown, they would have gone 8-4.
Oh.
Pick City? Pick Jeez. Six City.
Oh, my
defensive
God.
Touchdowns, baby.
Yeah.
That is my...
Is that I'm assuming... Yeah, that's special teams too, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
So there you have it. Aaron, excellent as always. We have some questions. We'll save them for next week. I'll try to not talk about Steph Curry and poor judgments next week, okay?
We got the Open next week, so it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll clear out. We'll give you a little bit more room next week. Thank you, as always.
Sounds good.
Excellent, as always. We'll talk to you then.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
I forgot how good this team was, even like on offense as well.
It's like, stupid. Well, was it Clinton Portis and Frank Gore on that squad?
Yep, exactly. And then you had
Willis McGahee, right?
And then you had Kellen Winslow and Shockey as your tight ends.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it's just unfair.
And Andre their quarterback Johnson. Was what? Ken Dorsey?
Ken Dorsey.
Andre Johnson. This is my favorite team.
Reggie Wayne was on that.
Yep.
Shockey was on there too, right?
Yeah. Shockey and Winslow.
Unbelievable.
Dude, they had a squad.
Do you
want
to really do foot and mouth? You want to talk baseball? What do you want to
talk
do,
baseball?
Sir?
I feel like we did enough soccer talk.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the soccer talk for you.
Yeah.
Women's World Cup doesn't start this week. I do want to say that, though.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, real quick. Your two picks.
I'm saying England's going to win it all.
England,
yeah. England's winning it all.
Because U.S. are heavily favored, and I don't want to bet on them.
I don't think the U.S. is going to.
I don't think that's a good bet. I think they're going to.
Yeah.
All right.
I think they'll make it to the Final Four. And if they can make it past there, I think they'll be beat by somebody. I don't know who.
I don't think they're getting out of the quarterfinals. But
whoa,
really?
I should bet on them. No, there's no way. They have to. Anywho, sorry. Continue.
But that being said, I think the Lionesses, they have themselves a squad.
Okay,
and
they
believe
I'm gonna check out their odds right
have
now.
A quality showing, especially just because everyone's tired of the U.S. winning.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see them do it anymore. And we start with, like I said, on the 20th, 12 a.m. So, like, they are. It's
played. So we are talking soccer.
You are talking poetry. Yes, yeah.
Well, it's the World Cup.
It's the World Cup.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it.
And unfortunately, like I said, it is in Australia this year, so our times, we're shot in the dark with that. So 12 a.m. is the first game, New Zealand versus Norway and Australia versus Ireland. Get you kicked off. So I guess it's New Zealand, Australia probably co-hosting it, looks like.
Yeah, they are.
So that's going to be tough for us, but then we do get some later ones later that day, 7:30 p.m. We're going to get Nigeria versus Canada and then the Philippines versus Switzerland. So it's going to be early, late nights.
Yeah.
Early mornings, late nights. If you want to get your Women's World Cup in.
Same thing with the Open.
The USA does play their first game versus Vietnam on Friday at 6 p.m., so that's prime time right there. And that's going to be a bludgeoning right there. Sorry, Vietnam.
Yeah.
You're going to get absolutely schmacked.
We've seen crazier stuff in the World Cup, so bet wisely. Because last year, Argentina lost to who in the first game?
This is the Women's World Cup.
I know, but still. Argentina, the best team.
This is a team that lost
Qatar, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
You feel me? So
very true. Okay, so anything can happen out there.
Yes,
for the Women's World Cup, round of the corner.
Anything is possible.
There it is. There's your unofficial football update. Foot and mouth, right there. Like I said, onto the little baseball world right now.
See.
Little round the bases for you right now.
We did have
ourselves a nice little weekend right there. Arizona has fallen off the top of the NL West Division for you right now. So shout out to the Dodgers taking that top spot. But Giants right there behind
right
you.
Right behind you, baby.
A beautiful little sweep over the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? Pittsburgh Pirates. You guys swept them. You guys are playing the Cincinnati Reds as we speak. I believe last time I saw it was 2-2.
It's in a rain delay.
Yeah. Okay, shouts to Logan Webb was pitching that game. Right, hopefully you keep him out there on the mound.
Stay on this topic one second. Give me one second. My boss is going to the Cincinnati Reds Giants game on Wednesday.
Okay? Yeah.
He's a Dodgers fan.
Okay.
But he's going on Wednesday. He got tickets 8 rows behind home plate with and got a food pass. His total for his ticket, $86.
No!
Stop! Endless food.
Stop.
Endless food. and eight rows behind home plate.
Did he buy that like through the Reds? Or did he buy it on secondary market?
No, I don't know where he bought it.
Holy Cincinnati cow. For you. Those tickets at the Giants game would have been $800-900.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about being in a big marketplace like SF, LA, New York, any place like
tickets
that.
You don't get those.
Yeah. You don't get those unless you're an
Oakland
fan.
That's crazy.
Maybe we should do that. We should do that. Probably at Oakland will be $50.
We could probably.
Way cheaper than that.
We should see
they
what
pay
we...
us to sit behind it. Like, you know what? We'll pay you.
They need people
food.
To fill the seats back there,
we should see what
dude.
We could get a suite for.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Dude, that'd be actually really fun.
Sleep for $400, bro.
Yeah.
Be
30
totally
heads.
Worth.
That would
be
dope. I'm down for that.
Let's do it.
Go
Let's
see Showy.
It.
I mean, those would probably be more expensive. Yeah. But any game.
Well, anybody. It's any game right
like,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Like the A's versus like the Twins or the Kansas City Royals. That'd be
I
dirt.
I gotta see
we'll
the Tigers.
Our TVP power and get some press passes
yeah.
too, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I really, 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 really want to see Ohtani in person.
It's the first weekend of September.
Oh, okay.
He's in Oakland.
Like, I gave him enough credit on the show, but yes, once again, he deserves
more. Every single bit of it.
Every single bit of it. So, trade deadline is going to be coming up. That is going to be the hot ticket button right now. That is August 1st. So, next weekend is going to be nuts. It's going to be absolutely chaos out there. There are a ton of teams that are still vying for it right now.
Yeah.
Teams that do not want to relinquish their hope of a playoff that should relinquish their hopes, but they're going to be fighting for it anywhere. Looking at you, Padres. Looking at you, Mets right now.
Oh, and then the Yankees are dead last.
Yankees are dead last. That's right. Boston has jumped them because Boston actually has themselves a squad. So a beautiful place in baseball right now where the Yankees are dead last, the Mets are doing trash, and the Padres are disgusting. So I think we're all pretty happy on that front.
Well said, bro.
So shouts to the Padres getting swept by the Phillies. shouts to the Dodgers taking 2 out of 3 from the Mets this past weekend.
Boo.
We took them up for the Mets. I'm sorry. The Mets suck. I'm glad to see
Dodgers
that.
Suck regardless.
Yeah,
regardless, okay. Yes.
And we're seeing like I said, it's going to be a crazy trade deadline.
Yeah,
I've got my hopes. I got my dreams for people we want to see moved. I've heard talks of Shohei possibly being shipped out to the Giants.
Yep. I mean,
it's going to be a rental most likely for anybody
I'll
who's
I'll
after
take
him.
Here's the thing. But Farhan is not going to do that. Just because
he's never done anything crazy
well,
like
not just that.
That,
but it's also that's not how his game runs.
That
I mean,
true.
They are
but
very...
he has shown, like last season.
Why wouldn't you? This might be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen.
Because he's going to be gone at the end of the year.
Why don't you just pay him?
At the end of the year, we could sign him next year.
Give him $700 million.
Give him every dollar, bro.
Seven done, I think.
$700 million for 10 years. I mean, that stadium makes a ton of money. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
we have the money.
Yeah.
They have the chance.
I mean,
well,
if they were ever going to make a splash, this is the one.
I will tell you, Farhan knows
that would
how
be
to blow this. This is what's going to happen with the Giants.
Don't jinx
nothing,
it now, bro.
Nothing, because that's all that's happened
since
he came to this franchise.
He doesn't do any
he's
big trades.
Got nothing.
We've never gotten any big name.
That
but,
being said, you guys are putting a really good quality product out there right
yes.
now.
I can't be mad at that.
If we trade for Ohtani, that would be one of the worst decisions that Farhan would ever make because we'd have to give up so much. We have such a great... We finally have a really
Our
good
farm
system.
It's pretty
it's
solid.
It's built back up. And if we just decided to just destroy it now...
But
we're
for Ohtani, though?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. Because I would sign every penny
this
at the end
not
of this year.
Age well.
I don't. Yeah,
There is no. You could take the entire farm system, put all their talents together. They're not as good as Ohtani.
I'm not saying that, but guess what? One player in baseball does not win a championship on 1 year. If we can get him,
you know how awesome it was.
It was great. That's you know what?
It was awesome.
That is awesome. But for 1 year. Or for half of a season,
we've won
not worth it. Not
give me some guy who's going to make it fun night and night.
I mean, pay him at the end of the year when it is
when he's a free agent.
Sure. Do it then.
Okay.
Do it then. I will pay him the Giants pay him $50 million a year. I don't give a damn. But do not waste the rest of your farm system for that one player. It's just not worth it.
I'd take the risk.
I mean, I'm saying you get him in there in that lineup right there. You guys, got
yeah. I think next year's gonna be amazing.
He's only one player.
He's an ace and a bat, bro.
Yeah, I will say there's other teams that are probably gonna do it. It most likely I would say that the Giants one of them. I think the O's are a team that you might want to look out for as well. They are a team that's desperate and they're playing really good baseball.
Yes,
and they could use a guy like that.
Everyone,
but who's gonna be able to use him better? And I think the Orioles are a sneaky team that could actually
Or, I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rays trying to do something, too.
Yeah.
The Rays need something because they have
faltered
off.
The Rays are trying to get in on that.
The Rays have had a tough stretch the past month or so.
The Rays are on my no-betting list now.
And because the O's have caught them right now. Yeah. They're a game behind them. They're playing like poop. AL East. So, shouts to the AL East right now. Every single team have 50 wins at least.
Yeah. That's a really good division right there. The Sox, everyone was playing.
Sucks to be in the AL Central.
Everyone's below 500, right?
There's one team at 500, I want to say.
Cleveland?
I think it's
or
Cleveland
White Sox.
Or
it is.
I think it's Minnesota.
And that, Central, ladies and gentlemen, that, ladies and gentlemen.
Two games over is Minnesota. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you do an hour-long radio show on sports in the middle of the summer.
Let's go, baby. Hey. It's been real. We'll catch you next week.
Cameron Smith all day this weekend. Run it.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
You good? It's all good.
I forgot it's the Open.
Don't worry. It's
you want to throw out
some?
No.
They want their picks. Cameron Smith all day. He just won 2 weeks ago. Ricky Fowler, he's playing well. And Scottie Scheffler, he's due. He's playing well. He's top 10, top fives all year. I think he's going to pull it off this year.
You got any flyers you're taking?
Flyers? Kitayama? Nope. Sorry, dude. I'm not spending my money on you
because
you're not doing anything. Oh, my God. Who was it?
I'd spend the money for him to make a cut, but that's about it.
No.
Who's the other?
Oh, my God.